So today, my dear brothers and sisters, we get a pretty honest, straightforward explanation of discipleship. But before we get to that, I want to first reflect on this, the reading from the Book of Wisdom, because before we can understand discipleship, we have to understand the mind of God. And in order to understand the mind of God, we get this beautiful explanation of the wisdom of God. And it says, "Who can know God's counsel, or who can conceive what the Lord intends?" And when the reading continues to remind us of the fact that the way God thinks is different than ours. And that's, you know, you say, well, that's not that. I mean, you're not telling me something I don't know, Father, and what does that mean? Well, my dear brothers and sisters, it's very important because a lot of times the way we think is in a very selfish, self-serving ways, where God is much bigger than that. And God looks and thinks in ways that we don't see. And now I say this, and what do I mean? Well, if we go to the gospel, we get, again, what Jesus means, what God means by his way of thinking. It's a gospel that we have a little bit of an issue with because it makes us very uncomfortable. It's only until recently that we actually started translating this gospel the right way in the United States and actually recently in the lectionary we're using the word that the Greek translates from and not the word that we used because we wanted to soften what Jesus was saying. At one time, this translated as, if anyone comes to me without despising his father and mother, that's not what Jesus means. Jesus doesn't mean that. Jesus said and used the word hate, which we have a problem with. It makes us uncomfortable, but it's because we don't think in the way God thinks. We think in a very paternalistic way, a very everything. What I mean is we think in very much everything is for me kind of way. So before I continue this conversation, if we start at the beginning of the gospel, it's interesting. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus. And you would think that Jesus would be so happy that it's not just a couple of people. I mean, there are a lot of people following Christ. And you would think, I mean, the way we think, would be that he would want to keep as many people following him as possible. And it's exactly with that way of thinking that Jesus stops, he turns around, and he thins the crowd out. He doesn't say to them what they want to hear. He doesn't say to them the nice thing. He says to them the truth. He reminds them and he says, "You, all of you that are following me, you want to be my disciple? Okay. Well, if you're going to be my disciple, then you better calculate the cost." And today, my dear brothers and sisters, God comes to us, Christ comes to us, and says the same thing. Because I think if we said, oh, if I just said, oh, do you want to be a disciple of God? We would all say, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'd give the very pat answer. The very pat answer. Oh, yes. And we have a very romantic idea about being a disciple. Being a disciple means coming to church all the time and praying all the time. And that's a disciple. We have a very romantic idea of discipleship. And Jesus today deconstructs our romanticism and says, okay, you want to be my disciple? Then you need to calculate the cost. You have to ask yourself, are you willing to do what it takes to be a disciple of Christ? And if we are honest with ourselves, that's a lot harder said than done. Because the cost of following Christ, the cost of eternal life, does not come easy. Jesus explains, and he says exactly this. He says, if anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And we take this word hate, and we either don't want to hear it, and we change it to despise, or we misdefine it. And we act like, well, then God must not want me to love my mother and father, my sisters and brothers. And that's not what God is saying. What God is saying is very simple. The first cost of being a disciple is that God comes first above everything else.
Wow, Father, that's not such rocket science. I know that.
What comes first in your life? What comes first? Because the first cost of being a disciple is that God is first. I think if we really look at our life, I think we would find other things that are more important if we're honest. Many times, and not all the time and in every case, but a lot of times, God is an afterthought. God is a thought of, well, what's convenient for me? And I know that what I'm saying sounds harsh, but if we truly want to be a disciple, then we have to be willing to pay the cost. We have to be willing to truly ask ourselves, what am I putting before God in my life right now? Ask yourself. This is like I said last week when I was speaking about pride, and I was saying, you know, be careful about asking God to show you your pride because you won't like it. This is another one of those. Be careful about asking ourselves what we put first, because in a lot of cases we won't like it. In a lot of cases, we tell ourselves, oh, yeah, I put God first. Hogwash. We don't put God first. We put other things. And then Jesus, but here Jesus doesn't stop there. You would think, okay, that's hard enough. But then Jesus says, whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Not only, my dear brothers and sisters, must we be willing to put God first, but also we must be willing to accept hardship in our life, sufferings in our life. Are we willing, when suffering and hardships appear in our life, how do we respond? Do we respond with faith? Do we respond in anger? Do we respond by throwing a tantrum and saying, God, I'll show you, I won't come to Mass, so we cut our nose off to spite our face? And we act like we're teaching God a lesson. I'll show you, God. But my dear brothers and sisters, to be a disciple is to be willing to accept the cross as it appears in our life. And for each one of us, that may be different. For some of us, it may be old age. For some of us, it may be sickness. For some of us, it may be a hardship at work. For some of us, it may be the thought that nobody understands me, nobody sees me. For some of us, it may be who knows what, whatever the cross may be in each one of our lives, but it's there. It's there. And we waste and we spend and waste a lot of energy running the other way as soon as the cross presents itself. So, my dear brothers and sisters, and then Jesus uses these examples. He says, nobody builds anything without first making sure he has what he needs to build it. And so Jesus is saying, make sure you count. Make sure that if you truly want to be a disciple, you're willing to do what it takes. And then at the end, it's as Jesus always does the same way. He wants to make sure that he's being clear. He says, but if not, so he says, in the same way, anyone who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. Jesus takes it to a third level. Now, it's not only must we hate everything that comes before God, not only must we carry our cross, but what? Now God wants me to live on the street? I answer that with another question. Does God want you to live on the street with nothing? Nope. That's not the point. But the point is, not only do people come before God many times in our life, but also what possessions come before God in our life? Does our bank account come before God in our life? Does our upper crust, upper life, Fort Collins, because we live in Fort Collins, come in our life, come before God? Maybe it's our car. Maybe it's our retirement. Maybe it's our wanting to rest. Because my dear brothers and sisters, to follow Christ, we must be willing to leave behind all of that. Doesn't mean God wants you to live on the street, but God wants you to recognize that your house, your retirement, your 401k, whatever it may be, does not come first. Your twice a year vacation and three time ski trip does not come first. My dear brothers and sisters, all of those things are blessings of God in their proper order. And so let us ask the Lord that before we make this journey of being a disciple of Christ, that we look at what it costs, that we're willing to do what it costs, and that God then gives us the grace to do it.